How do judgment and resurrection interlink? Biblical insights. By Jesus Friend. Group of people before three megaphones. I hope you enjoy this article. If you want to delve deeper into this or other topic, we can help, just click/tap here. Overview. The judgment of humanity and the resurrection of the dead interconnect throughout the Bible. They are integral parts in completion of human redemption. Moreover, they are tightly related to the second coming of Jesus, Psalm 96 verses 11 and 13. The resurrection isn't just about coming back to life. For the righteous, the Bible hope of a new eternal beginning becomes a reality. The final resurrection to judgment will complete the triumph of Christ and His Church. On the other hand, it will be the destruction of Satan and his followers. God the Father gave authority to His Son to execute end-time judgment over all, John 5 verse 22. Furthermore, the Son has life in Himself and can resurrect whom He will, John 5 verses 21 and 26. He resurrects all that are in the graves for receiving what the judgment has decided, John 5 verse 28. So, there are our first resurrection and second resurrection. The righteous are resurrected and rewarded with eternal life. 1,000 years later, unjust are resurrected, John 5 verse 29. They will experience the final second death, Revelation 20 verse 14. Christ's mission was not for judgment, but for salvation. God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. John 3 verse 17. Key takeaways. The ultimate judge of humanity is the Son of God. Judgment is upon all, dead of all times and living. There will be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust. The first resurrection is for the righteous people. The resurrected just and righteous alive are given immortal bodies at once by Jesus at His second coming. Another resurrection, 1,000 years later, is for the unjust. They are not rewarded with immortal bodies. Table of Contents. The Resurrection and the Life. The Assurance of Biblical Resurrection. Children of the Resurrection. The Resurrection following the 1,000 years judgment. Conclusion. The Resurrection and the Life. Jesus declares boldly that life, death, and resurrection, even eternal life, are His prerogatives. For example, I am the resurrection, and the life. He that believeth in Me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 11 verse 25. He that heareth My word, and believeth on Him that sent Me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but he passed from death unto life. John 5 verse 24. The Son of God is the source of life for every created being. He also created human life in the first place, Genesis 1 verse 27, Colossians 1 verse 16. Moreover, He has the power over death and grave. All that are in the graves shall hear His voice and shall come forth, John 5 verses 28 and 29. Jesus spoke to the audience in His time. He declared that now the power to give life to the dead is among them. In Him, this power is embodied. It is the same resurrection power that gives life to the soul dead in trespasses and sins, Ephesians 2 verse 1. The Spirit of life in Christ is the power of His resurrection. It sets people free from the law of sin and death. Philippians 3 verse 10, Romans 8 verse 2. Thus the control of evil is broken. Through faith the person is kept from sin. The assurance of biblical resurrection. The Bible raises the resurrection question by the patriarch Job, long before Christ's time. For example, if a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of My appointed time, will I wait till My change comes? Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. thou wilt have a desire to the work of thine hands. Job 14 verses 14 and 15. In the time of affliction he speaks out his faith and trust. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. In my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself. And mine eyes shall behold, and not another. Job 19 verses 25 through 27. Moreover, the prophet Isaiah describes the victory over death at the appointed time. For instance, thy dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust. For thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Isaiah 26 verse 19. The Lord will swallow up death in victory. And it shall be said on that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. Isaiah 25 verses 8 and 9. This clause of swallowing up the death in victory is referenced later by Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians 15 verse 54. He is the one of the New Testament authors who writes extensively about the resurrection, 10 plus texts. And the most affirmative passages are those of Jesus. What things soever the Father doth, these also doth the Son likewise. The Father raiseth up the dead, and quickeneth them. Even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. John 5 verses 19 and 21. The Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. The hour is coming, in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth. Those that have done good, unto the resurrection of life. Those that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation. John 5 verses 22 through 29. So the Bible is very consistent about the resurrection of the dead. Moreover, how it is blended with God's final judgment and the second coming of Christ. Children of the resurrection. Those who in the judgment are accounted worthy, will have a part in the resurrection of the just. This is the first resurrection, taking place at the second advent of Jesus. For example, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. Revelation 20 verse 6. They which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world, and the resurrection from the dead, are equal unto the angels. And are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Luke 20 verses 35 and 36. The righteous dead will not be raised until after the judgment. At this evaluation they are considered worthy of the resurrection of life. So, they will not be present in person when their records are examined. The final judgment began in the house of God in 1844, 1 Peter 4 verse 17. Its beginning is marked with the end of the 2300 years prophecy of Daniel. It has an investigative nature, examining the professed people of God in all ages. It is to decide who will be rewarded by Jesus at his second coming to the world. For example, my reward is with me, to give everyone according as one's work shall be. Revelation 22 verse 12. God's saints, the righteous will be gifted with immortality and eternal life with God and the Lamb. 1 Corinthians 15 verses 52 and 53, Revelation 22 verses 1 through 4. It is given to them by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords at the last trump, Revelation 19 verse 16. This is the judgment decision made before his appearance. He himself has made it as part of his ministry as high priest in the heavenly sanctuary, Hebrews 4 verse 14. Their lives were thoroughly and entirely examined, thoughts, motives, affections, deeds, intention, etc. He blotted out their sins from the books of records, for they repented sincerely for being transgressors of God's moral law, turning away from sin in heart. have unwavering faith in Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord of their lives. The resurrection following the 1,000 years judgment. The judgment of the unjust takes place during the 1,000 years after the first resurrection. It is an event that follows the second advent according to the Apostle Paul. For example, judge nothing before the time, until the Lord comes, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 5. Daniel testifies that the Ancient of Days gives the judgment to the saints of the Most High, Daniel 7 verse 22. This is the time of 1,000 years when they are priests of God and of Christ, and reign with Him. Revelation 20 verses 4 and 6. In union with Christ they judge the unrighteous people and angels, 1 Corinthians 6 verses 2 and 3. They compare their acts, registered in books of records with the Bible. Every case is decided according to the deeds done in the body, 2 Corinthians 5 verse 10. At the close of 1,000 years a second resurrection will take place, Revelation 20 verse 5. The unrighteous will be raised from the dead. They will appear before God for the execution of the judgment written, Psalm 149 verse 9. The prophet Isaiah also writes about their visitation after a long death prison. For example, they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up in the prison. And after many days shall they be visited. Isaiah 24 verse 22. Conclusion. God's end time judgment of people and their respective resurrection are themes on which Bible writers dwell significantly. There are two different resurrections 1,000 years apart. The resurrection of the just is at the second coming of Christ. The decision of their judgment is made prior to His appearance. He rewards them with immortal bodies and eternal life. Together with Christ they judge the unjust. After the 1,000 passes, unrighteous are resurrected and receive the judgment assigned. However, Jesus came to save the world and not to condemn it.